With me right now in the studio is Laura Beaulieu. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
It's really nice to have you here. She is the executive director of English in Action, which was founded 20 years ago?
22 years ago.
22 years ago. And according to the website, you guys really sort of help the quality of life for everybody here by helping adults learn to read, write, and speak English. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the neat things of this mission is that you build cross-cultural relationships. How does learning to read, write, and speak English build cross-cultural relationships?
So in our program, we match volunteer tutors with adults who would like to learn English, one-on-one and in small groups. So learning English is the starting point of those relationships.
Okay.
As people get to know each other, we hope that they'll develop strong friendships and relationships that may last for years. And those friendships, we believe, strengthen the fabric of our community and have a positive ripple effect.
Okay. What's the secret of English in Action's success? 22 years doing this. It's amazing.
Well, there's a huge need for our program.
Okay.
With no advertising on our part, we have a waiting list of more than 100 people who would like a volunteer tutor.
Wow.
And
more than 100 people?
Yes.
Are on the waiting list?
Yes.
How long does it take to get a tutor?
It depends a little bit. We work with people between who live or work between Carbondale and Aspen. And for folks that want to meet with a tutor in Carbondale, Basalt, Elgibel, the wait can be more than a year. To receive a tutor.
That's amazing. So you provide tutors?
We do.
Talk about that.
So the process of becoming a tutor is to attend a volunteer training. Mm-hmm. We have one coming up on September 13th at the Basalt Library from 5 to 8 p.m. And so that's the first step. In order to be a tutor, often there's a misperception that you need to speak another language, particularly Spanish, and that's not true.
Really? You don't have to speak, like if I'm a tutor for a Spanish-speaking person, it seems to me that it would be difficult because I don't speak their language if I didn't speak their language.
Well, while we do have students who do not speak any English at all, we have many students who are either high beginners, intermediate, or even advanced speakers who want to really develop their skills so that their English isn't an obstacle.
Okay.
So in many, many cases, what people need is more exposure to English.
Right.
And as long as there's enough language in common to have a basic conversation, the tutoring relationship can be effective. And then there's rare cases of people who are really comfortable with getting out of their comfort zone and using sign language and role play, charades and that kind of thing.
Charades.
Yes.
That happens a lot.
But that creates the immersion in the language. And so many of our immigrant community members don't get exposure to English in their daily lives.
You know, that really sort of then separates them from the English-speaking community and creates more divisions than it does bridges.
Right.
You know, I mean, I've talked with other people who work with, this kind of thing or some kind of way of empowering women who don't speak English as a first language to get involved in the community. And it amazes me to hear those stories of how people sometimes just hide out at home because they can't speak English. Therefore, they don't know sort of the expectations, the social expectations. They can't learn to drive a car, that sort of thing. And it's very sad.
There's a lot of fear.
Okay, sure.
And there's a ton of untapped potential. There's amazing people in our immigrant community who have so much to offer. And so what we hope to do through our program is unlock some of that potential. Mm-hmm. And that starts by having a friend in the English-speaking community and somebody who can advocate for you and can cheer you on and taking risks. And a risk could be as simple as going to the post office.
Right. Or getting driver's license or something like that.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if you have any stories about how this program has helped. You know, do you have any examples of of how people have used this program, had a tutor, and then gone on to become more of a success than they were when they came in the door.
Yeah, we have tons of examples of people whose lives have really changed in the process of being part of the program. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. One example that I think of is a woman named Lucina, who she's bubbly and warm and loves people. But when she first came here, she couldn't really share any of that.
Right, yeah.
When shortly after getting a tutor, she was offered a promotion at her job. She worked at the time in housekeeping. Mm-hmm. And she was going to be promoted to being a supervisor. But she wasn't sure she had the language skills to take that on. And her tutor and her kids really helped convince her that, yes, she was ready for that. Mm-hmm. She recently got citizenship one of the things she says now is, I can take on a wide range of jobs. Mm-hmm. So I can do jobs now, that are going to put me in contact with people.
Right.
So she had a job at a convenience store about a year ago. And for her, that was great because she got to talk to people and interact with people.
Yeah.
And so for someone who's warm and bubbly and, it really makes a big difference. But she can also be more active in her church. And she's now volunteering with her to teach a beginning speaker English.
Oh, excellent. So she's sort of giving back to English in Action.
Yes.
That's wonderful. Yeah. That's so happy. And I'm wondering, how long have you been with English in Action, and what keeps you going in this kind of work?
A little more than 8 years at this point.
That's a long time.
And I just love the opportunity to meet both our volunteers, who are people who want to give back to the community and want to make our community a better place to live, and our students. They're amazing people, and they make my life richer.
Mm-hmm.
I hope through being in our program, they make our community richer.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. There's absolutely no doubt about that, given that story that you just told us.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a tutor training coming up at the Basalt Library. Did you say on the 19th?
On the 13th.
I'm sorry, the 13th.
Yeah, September 13th.
Okay, at the Basalt Library from 5 to 8 p.m.
4 to 6:30.
Why did I... what am I doing?
I might have said it wrong earlier.
All right, let's get that straight here. Sorry. God. So at the Basalt Library on the 13th of September... from 4 to 6:30 in the afternoon, there's a tutor training for English in Action, Basalt Library. That's fabulous. You know, you mentioned earlier that you're glad that KDNK has these nonprofit interviews. Why?
Well, I've done this a couple of times, and it's really a great opportunity to share in greater depth what our organization does. And the fact that this interview is a little bit longer than some interviews gives me a chance to tell some of the stories of our participants and our students and tutors, and it's a really unique opportunity.
Why do you think people should contribute to KDNK or to community radio?
Well, you know, like English in Action, I think KDNK makes our community a better place to live, and it connects people, and it allows different voices to be heard. And that's part of what both organizations are trying to do is make sure that everyone in our community has a voice.
Yeah, exactly.
And that their stories are all heard.
Yeah. Well, Laura Beaulieu, thank you very much for taking the time to come to KDNK and share your stories. I wish for English in Action another 22 years.
All right.
That's excellent.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Laura Beaulieu with... English in Action. Oh, wait. Contact. How can people get in touch with you guys?
Okay. Our website is englishinaction.org, or you can email info@englishinaction.org.
Okay, great.
Phone number 963-9200.
963-9200, englishinaction.org. All right. Well, thanks again for taking the time. We appreciate it.